We're extremely concerned and pretty alarmed given this kind of tactic hasn't been used to our knowledge before, in that individual scientists' names haven't been looked at being provided to a third party, essentially, a big company like Adani. And so given that we feel that it's part of a tactic to put pressure both on CSIRO and potentially those scientists themselves, we're extremely concerned about these revelations.
And what do you believe Adani was looking for through this request?
Well, it's clear from the documents that Adani was looking for or trawling for any potential bias that these scientists could apply to the scientific research they conducted. Now, at CSIRO, our job is to provide the most independent and most rigorous advice to government, whichever government is in power at that time. And so any attempts by any organisation to undermine CSIRO's brand and reputation and the people who work for it impacts on the trust we have with the community and these types of applications that are really important to the Australian community.
And can you just clarify, what in the end, what did Adani receive through those requests?
Look, our understanding is that the Department of Environment did provide some names in relation to CSIRO scientists that attended meetings with the department. This was well before the scientific analysis was completed, and that well before the scientific analysis was presented to government on the groundwater plan and in the approval process. So they preempted any sense of potential bias by actually getting in and requesting this very personal information. Well before it was ever needed, and we argue it's not needed at all, before that scientific analysis was actually used to make the decision by government.
And are the sort of processes in place adequate in terms of protecting the work of a scientist or indeed anyone in any federal government department from a request such as this?
Well, we don't think the processes are in place. We think that's something that clearly government should look at. All governments, again, whoever they are, should try to protect the reputation of organisations like CSIRO. And information should only be provided if it's absolutely needed and pertinent to the application or to the scientific analysis. In this case, we argue it wasn't needed. There isn't a need to know the individual names of scientists. There are a multitude of scientists that internally are involved. Important scientific advice like the groundwater assessment of Adani, and we feel that those names are not needed to be